Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG, with the 1, 2s, and 3s, give everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion that we call the world. First off, as usual, I want to say peace to the goddesses and the gods known and unknown. Ashe, I want to say peace to the ancestors known and unknown. Ashe, that includes you, that includes me. So, with that being said, I want to say greetings. For those that celebrate the 4th of July, this is early 4th of July edition to the show. Want to say I hope you've been having a good week. And if not, hope your next week will be better. Just focus on the positive things that are going on in your life, whatever that may be, and everything else will align up. So I want to get right into today's show. Probably going to be doing this here solo. My brothers, they went out of town on a vacation. salute to them. And, they went to, they took their family to San Padre Island. It's a very nice place to go. If you haven't been there, and it's in Texas, of course. And if you haven't been there, you should check it out sometime. So, let's get into today's show. What is really a cult? Okay, what is really a cult? That's what the title of today's show is. Got some knowledge I want to read to the people. Get into that first. Let me see here. And this is from Richard Dawkins, D-A-W-K-I-N-S. And it's called The Viruses of the Mind. It's a pretty good article. You can Google it. It came out in 1991. First part of it talks about the haven of all memes depend on reaching is the human mind. But a human mind is itself an artifact created when memes restructure a human brain in order to make it a better habitat for memes. The avenue for entry and departure are modified to suit local conditions and strengthened by various artificial devices that enhance fidelity and prolixity of replication. Native Chinese minds differ dramatically from native French minds, and literally minds differ from illiterate minds. All right, what memes provide in return to the organisms in which they reside is an incalculable store of advantages, with some Trojan horses thrown in for a good measure. This is from Daniel Dennett, and the book that he wrote is Consciousness Explained. I'm going to stroll down here. A human child is shaped by evolution to soak up the culture of her or his people. Most obviously, she or he learns the essentials of their language in a matter of months. A large dictionary of words to speak, an encyclopedia of information to speak about, complicated syntactic and semantic rules in order the speaking, are all transferred from older brains into his or hers well before he or she reaches half her his adult age. When you are pre-programmed to absorb useful information at a high rate, it is hard to shut out damaging information at the same time. With so many mind bytes to be downloaded, so many mental cognons to be replicated, it is no wonder that a child's brain are very gullible, open to almost any suggestion, vulnerable to subversion, easy prey to Scientologists and things like that. Like an immune system or an immune deficit patients, children are wide open to mental infections that adults might brush off without effort. And, once again, it's a virus of the mind. Richard Dawkins got some more information on that, too. We'll get into a little bit later in the show. But with that being said, yeah. people ask the question, what exactly is a cult? I'm going to give my synopsis on that after we take our first break. Get into that a little earlier, because the information that I have to present to y'all, you're going to love it. Share it with your friends and family. We'll be right back after this first break. Real Soon Music Talk Radio.
The key to a successful profit virus is having an incentive to evangelize or enroll new people. Someone once said a cult is a religion that hasn't caught on with enough people yet. I disagree with that definition, but not in the way you might think. I don't think a cult has to be a religion at all. There are two key elements necessary for a cult. One, each individual commits to some mission or higher purpose not chosen through personal conscious reflection. And two, there are serious consequences attached to leaving. These two means are sufficient to harness people's lives and labors in a cult. When combined with some form of evangelism, a powerful mind virus is created, a power virus that spreads automatically as far as it can throughout the population. The whole point is to give power in the form of access to money, sex, and/or people's energy to the cult leader. When cult members devote their life energies to a purpose outside themselves, that gives power to whatever the external purpose is. The word cult is usually reserved for organizations considered evil or harmful by the masses, but the workings of power viruses are identical whether the purpose of the organization is moral, immoral, or amoral. Cults typically have a mission that they say they're working toward, perhaps a holy mission. Members are conditioned to believe this mission is the most important use of their lives, and they should be willing to sacrifice everything else for the higher purpose. Once that meme gets programmed in, they're effectively enslaved. Ever-growing megacorporations are power viruses, and they're beginning to use designer virus techniques to grow more and more powerful. In a free market economy, it's not surprising to find corporations making better and better use of memes to further their economic ends. Like all meme evolution, this can happen without any conscious intention. The companies that try out strategies that effectively harness memes simply do better and get copied by others. It's become popular in corporate America for companies to design mission statements and ask or require employees to subscribe to them. These are typically straightforward and non-threatening bundles of corporate values such as commitment to quality and devotion to customer service. What's the purpose of a mission statement? It's to get everybody pointing in the same direction so each employee's work builds on the others. The idea of aligning people's intentions is so successful that a whole economy has sprung up around corporate training seminars designed to do just that. When does this corporate training cease to be training, though, and begin to be conditioning, programming, brainwashing? When you're immersed in such a culture, be it a cult or a corporation, it's difficult to discern whether the group's mission is really the best use of your life. Is it? It's a good question to be asking yourself consciously. Another meme-harnessing strategy used by corporations is called golden handcuffs. The gold these handcuffs are made of is a financial reward, usually in the form of stock options, that is tied to the employee's long-term participation with the company. Golden handcuffs are nothing more than the consequences of leaving meme, the same one used by cults to keep people in line. Another method of bonding people to an organization is the cognitive dissonance effect of the initiation ordeal. By putting people through a trial by ordeal, such as a fraternity hazing, one of two things occur. Either the initiate leaves rather than endure the pain, or a meme representing the value of belonging to the organization is created or reinforced in the initiate's mind. After being initiated, members of a fraternity feel a bond to the organization and an irrational sense of value and belonging, a sense they wouldn't feel as strongly if they hadn't had to go through the ordeal to get there. In many professions, there's the concept of paying your dues, going through a period of time where your duties are somewhat unpleasant and difficult before moving on to a more enjoyable position. This effectively brainwashes you into believing that your current job is more valuable than you'd otherwise think. Youth gangs typically have initiations involving committing a serious crime. These serve a dual purpose, the programming or brainwashing effect of cognitive dissonance and the assurance that the initiate has bought into the lawlessness of the gang culture. I wonder how many of us start down the path of our political beliefs without consciously choosing to. Beliefs are like cow paths. The more often you walk down a particular path, the more it seems like the right way to go. After a few years of thinking liberal thoughts and making decisions based on them, poof, you're a liberal. It's much more difficult and energy-consuming to start from scratch on every issue and really think it through than to attempt to be consistent with a particular set of beliefs. This is where Ralph Waldo Emerson comes in again, saying, "A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds." I wonder what would happen to someone like Ted Kennedy or Robert Dole if they magically got appointed to the Senate for life and no longer had to be mouthpieces for the left or right. It's not so far-fetched, really. There have been any number of Supreme Court justices who've surprised everyone by voting more liberally or conservatively than their presidential appointer had presumably hoped once they got their lifetime position. When you get people to commit to a belief system and put up barriers to keep them from changing their minds, you've effectively harnessed their lives and energies. Add evangelism and you've created a self-spreading power virus, using up people's lives to achieve some end. Alignment of purpose is not necessarily a bad thing. Just make sure the purpose is one that you consciously subscribe to. Microsoft, where I worked for a long time, had a clear mission from the beginning, one voiced by the company's co-founder, visionary genius Bill Gates: a computer on every desktop and Microsoft software on every computer. Beneath this major mission were a bundle of values shared by everyone in the company: technical excellence, intolerance of shoddiness, highest quality, and above all, being number one. I wouldn't bet against them. If you really want to start a cult or some other virus of the mind, you now know everything you need to do it. Just find some attractive memes to suck people in and program them to do your bidding, including evangelizing the cult to others. But watch out. It's the virus of the mind that really has the power, not you. The common thread in all mind virus shells is evangelism. Directly or indirectly, you've got to recruit members who recruit more members who recruit still more members. When you've got a good virus shell, you can plug in your agenda, cross your fingers, and hope it doesn't mutate to come back and get you. In a future where mind viruses proliferate, the kinds I personally want to see win are viruses that raise people's quality of life. We're all participating in mind viruses all the time. I want you to choose which ones you spread consciously, with an eye toward what's most important to you. Take any opportunity to spread the memes you want to have out there. How about a designer virus that disinfects people from mind viruses and inspires them to live the most fulfilling life possible? How would you launch such a virus? Could you be sure that it wouldn't mutate into something undesirable? In the next chapter, I discuss the nature of disinfection.
All right, all right. Real Summon Sark Radio. We are back. That was a lot of knowledge right there. A little lengthy of talk for the day. But, yeah. If you didn't catch it, please download the podcast. You can Google Real Something Stark Radio, and you can go to this last episode of What is a Cult, and you can download it. So with that being said, now I'm going to give my synopsis on What is a Cult. He kind of broke it down pretty good, and as you can see, he wasn't talking about a lot of evil things. He wasn't talking about rituals, he wasn't talking about sacrifices, he wasn't talking about none of those things. So, with that being said, my synopsis on what a cult is, it's funny because I study, and we study, people here, my brothers and my queen, we study the occult. It's funny how they put the O-C before a cult and make it occult. And the reason why I wanted to talk about it is because a lot of people think when you talk about the occult or a cult, the first thing that comes to your mind is it has to be something negative. Not necessarily. He was breaking down how the cult can be basically a business, an organization, a committee, a political movement, and things of that nature. Now, you might be wondering, what is the significance of this? Why is this important? It's important because people are involved in cults every day and they don't even know it. When you, as he eloquently broke down, when you give, your energy towards something that you don't even understand, that is a cult. And what I mean by that is, put it to you like this, a lot of people believe things when it comes to religion. A lot of people believe things when it comes to what they call, quote-unquote, spirituality, and they don't know what they're giving. So what I'm saying is you got to watch what exactly are you giving your energy to, because spirituality cannot, I'm going to say it cannot, but spirituality can be a form of a cult. But the thing is, what exactly is the end game? What exactly is the end game? That's the point. So if your end game is something that you don't understand, then what are you giving your energy to? So that being said, even dive a little bit more into this cult realm. Right now, a lot of nations are doing this to the masses. They're putting them into a cult-like mind frame. Now, am I saying that being a part of a cult is always a bad thing? Not necessarily. But like you said, you got to know that, you know, you are making decisions. And no one or nothing else is making those decisions for you. That's what I believe a cult is. A lot of people get it misconstrued. When they hear the word off the rim, this person is part of a cult, the first thing that pops into most people's mind is they're evil. They think of, like I said earlier, they think of blood sacrifices. They think of ritualistic things. And blood sacrifices and ritualistic things actually within themselves are not bad, because it's a lot of holy, quote-unquote, holy books and biblical things, not just the Bible, but the Quran and things of that nature, because in the Quran it states that if you give your life for a greater cause, meaning you give your life for Allah, you will reach the quote-unquote promised land, or you will reach heaven. And that's your, if you believe that, then by all means, continue. But me personally, if it doesn't make sense to me, I'm not going to believe it. See? So, start focusing on things that you understand. If you don't understand it, then don't believe it. In other words, don't believe in something that you don't understand. Believing in something that you understand, you are now a part of a cult. Now, a cult can go by a lot of names, you know. Most people think of the cult, they think of the Boule, they think of Masons, they think of Freemasons, they think of the Illuminati, they think of, excuse me, all of those things. And that necessarily can be attributed to being in a cult, but really it can be something very simple as if you are a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're independent, if you're conservative, if you're liberal, touched on that as well, you also are part of a cult. See, a cult is, to me, my personal thoughts, a cult is something that you, like I said, it's like you believing in something that you don't understand, and you are basically mind programmed, and you don't even know it, you know? Here's an example. Here's an example to break yourself away from thinking like that. If somebody approaches you and they tell you something that you don't believe in, and you automatically, and like, say for example, if you are I'm just keeping it on layman terms, if you are a Democrat or you are a Republican, or you're for this president or you're not for this president, if you act violently, not like physically violently, but I mean mentally violently, you are a part of something that you don't understand, because the mere fact that if somebody presents something to you and you act out, then you are basically protecting your beliefs. Cults, when you enroll into a cult, and he was talking about a lot of different initiations. Like, for example, gang initiations. You know, you have to, you know, in order to be a part of the Crips of Bloods, which is some of the main big-time gangs that people know about, you got to get jumped in. And to go through that process, you then become a part of this cult. So, yes, gangs, memberships to whatever fraternity, memberships to ever sorority, they are cults. Because I put it to you like this, anything, any, whatever that you believe in, whatever you think about that you want to be a part of, if they put on a lot of resistance into not being a part of it no more, if you break the code, or you break the morals, or you break whatever they are telling you not to break, that isn't a cult. That is a cult. So, that's my synopsis on the cult. So, with that being said, hope you enjoy your rest of your day. Hope you enjoy your next week. Hope you enjoy it this week. And I want to say peace, love, and light. Stay positive, and keep moving toward a better goal. But just start analyzing these things that we talked about today, and I'll see you on the top. With that being said, this is DJ Jane OG, about to sign out. Real Something to Talk family, and we out. Peace.